This is Gabriel Wrench with your Cross-Baltic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, August 25th, 2020. The GOP convention ratings need a little boost. Spineless Republicans endorse Biden. And the elites don't need to abide by COVID regulations. How about that? First night of GOP convention delivers nearly six times more views than the start of the Democrats event on C-SPAN livestream. C-SPAN livestream of the first night of the Republican National Convention has attracted nearly 440,000 views, marking a substantial increase over the start of the Democratic National Convention, which drew about 76,000 views. But, according to the former newspaper New York Times, a total of 15.8 million people watched the mostly virtual Republican National Convention's first night on Monday. According to early Nelson Media research, fewer than 18.7 million viewers who watched the first night of the Democratic National Convention across the same number of networks. So, C-SPAN live stream, Republicans got about 440,000 views, Democrats got about 76,000 views, but on the TV networks, the Nelson ratings, you have the Republicans underperforming by about 3 million views compared to the Democrats. Progressive groups urge TV networks to tape delay GOP convention. According to The Hill, progressive groups are urging TV networks to delay airing parts of the GOP convention until they are able to fact-check the claims made by speakers. Oh, man. Facebook fact-check, now progressive network fact-check. CNN and The New York Times have been running fact-check pages on their digital platforms. CNN fact-checker Daniel Dell tweeted this: "I think it's important for objective journalists to note how widely imbalanced the dishonesty is between the current parties. The one half night of Republican programming so far has been exponentially more dishonest than the entire four nights of the Democratic convention." And he thinks the current parties are the dishonest ones. In recent years, some media outlets have opted out of airing White House press conferences or Trump campaign speeches live to avoid potentially airing misinformation. Of course, where was the fact checking for the DNC that happened last week? You know, they claim that Trump was a racist, he was a xenophobe, he was a bigot. The reason why the DNC does not get the same treatment is because the mainstream media either believes all the lies that the DNC touts, or they just support the power play that comes with lying during an election. Over 70 Republicans, including national security officials, endorse Biden, deem Trump dangerously unfit for president. This is according to Forbes, a group of 73 former U.S. national security officials who served under GOP administrators, including former CIA and FBI, endorsed Democratic nominee Joe Biden in a statement on Thursday, joining the growing number of prominent Republicans to depart from their party for the 2020 election. Think of this: former CIA, former FBI, former national security officials endorsing Biden. This should not be a surprise at all, because a lot of these same organizations were investigating Trump's campaign during his 2016 presidential campaign. Remember, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, literally funded dossier files to bring before the FISA judge and use the FBI as a tool to go through that whole process. Now, these Republicans include, this list includes Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, former Republican Senator Jeff Flake, Joe Walsh, Cindy McCain, that's Senator John McCain's widow, Meghan McCain, his daughter, and many more. It's clear that the Republican Party is full of people whose principles are about as strong as a wet noodle. I get not voting for President Trump, but what I don't get is voting for those who want to murder babies, mandate sodomite marriages, require my 10-year-old daughter to use the public restroom next to a grown man. With all this, with all these wet noodle principles floating around in the air, we ask that you'd please join us at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville this October 1st through the 3rd. We have added Jeff Durbin from Apologia to be speaking at our conference, and we actually have another surprise announcement later on this week. So please join us in Nashville October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com to register today and join us rowdy Christians in Nashville. Stars performing at Video Music Awards in New York get exemptions from state quarantine rules. Surprise! According to Discern.com, the state of New York has decided to suspend its 14-day quarantine rule for travelers from one of the 34 states it considers high risk, but only for entertainment stars who are arriving this week for the annual Video Music Award show. Stars like Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and others are scheduled to perform at the event this week. The VMAs were originally planned to take place at the Barclay Arena, but were moved to a series of outdoor venues out of concern for COVID-19. Each of the venues will feature limited or no audience in attendance. The governor of Andrew Cuomo acknowledged that the performers were given special treatment, but stipulated it's only a semi-exemption to the rules. A spokesman for Cuomo said they can participate in the production of the show, but they will only interact with other members of the cast and crew and will quarantine when not working. It's amazing how politicians make these adjustments, like, you know, quarantine while not working. Or here in Moscow, one of the proposals on the table is to open up a daycare since we're shutting down all the schools. And somehow all these decisions are helping us deal with the spread of the COVID panic. Have you also noticed that the elite ruling class keeps handing out exemptions during this COVID panic? Remember, Bill Hot Dog de Blasio was caught working out at his local gym back in March after urging everyone to social distance. In fact, after he was caught, he decided to close all the gyms down. Back in March, his spokesman, this is Freddie Goldstein, said regarding the incident, "The YMCA has been a huge part of his family, like it has been for a lot of New Yorkers. It's clear that's about to change, and before that, the mayor wanted to visit a place that keeps him grounded one last time." That's a quote. He goes on to say, "That doesn't change the fact that he's working around the clock to ensure the safety of New Yorkers. After today, gyms will close, and he will no longer be visiting the YMCA for the foreseeable future." That's just unbelievable. Don't forget, also, the mayor of D.C. gave everyone exemptions for those who traveled to Atlanta, Georgia, to participate in former Representative John Lewis's funeral. So they got exemptions. And then our own mayor here in Moscow, Idaho, shut down our economy on March 25th, and then he went and golfed and drank beer with his buddies at Elks Lodge, which is just literally a mile or two outside of city limits. It's barely outside of city limits. He shuts down all the businesses in the city of Moscow and then goes a mile outside of city limits to play golf and drink beer. Our politicians are like Black Lives Matter riots. They are worse than the disease. And yet, God is giving these leaders to us because they reflect our rebellious blindness very, very well. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club at FightLaughFeast.com. Download our app, of course, and head to our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, October 1st and 3rd. With your partnership, and it is a partnership, you are providing us with the resources to compete with the mainstream media, which desperately needs to be taken over. So go to FightLaughFeast.com to take all these actions. Have a great day.